This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood digital detox guide. Ever feel like your phone has a gravitational pull stronger than a black hole? Like you're constantly reaching for it, even when there's absolutely nothing urgent buzzing away? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world where screens are everywhere, constantly vying for our attention. It's amazing how much technology has streamlined our lives, right? But let's be real, too much screen time can wreak havoc on our mental well-being and leave us feeling drained, stressed, and disconnected from the real world. That's why today we're diving into creating healthy screen time boundaries both at home and work. Think of it like setting up some delicious digital fences to keep your sanity intact. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim control over your screen time. First, become a mindful tech user. It's about being present in the moment instead of scrolling through endless feeds. When you find yourself reaching for your phone out of habit, ask yourself, do I really need to check this right now? Chances are you can wait a few minutes or even an hour. This simple shift in awareness can make a world of difference. Second, set clear boundaries and stick to them. Designate specific times for checking emails and social media, just like you would schedule a meeting with a friend. Turn off notifications when you're working on important tasks or spending quality time with loved ones. Remember, technology should serve us, not rule our lives. Third, create screen-free zones in your home. Make the dinner table, bedroom, and even certain rooms like your living room sacred spaces where phones are put away. This encourages face-to-face interaction and helps you truly unwind and relax. Fourth, embrace boredom. It's okay to have moments of stillness and quiet contemplation. Allow yourself time to daydream, read a book, or simply observe the world around you. You might be surprised by how much creativity and clarity can emerge from these seemingly unproductive moments. And finally, don't forget the power of digital detox days. Once a week, consider taking a break from all screens, no phones, computers, or TV. Use this time to reconnect with nature, engage in hobbies you love, or simply spend quality time with family and friends. Think about that first vacation you took as a kid, where you'd wander around for hours, building sandcastles, exploring the woods, and coming back completely exhausted but happy. Remember how vibrant and present you felt? We need to recreate that sense of wonder and playfulness in our adult lives, and digital detox days are a fantastic way to do just that. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She's a marketing manager who used to be glued to her laptop. She was constantly checking emails, scrolling through social media, and responding to messages even during dinner with friends. This led to burnout, anxiety, and a disconnect from the things she truly enjoyed. One day, Sarah decided to implement a simple rule. No screens after 8 p.m. It was tough at first, but she started replacing those evening scroll sessions with reading, walks in nature, or simply enjoying quiet time with her family. The result? She felt calmer, more focused, and her relationships deepened. Sarah's story is a powerful reminder that even small changes can have a huge impact on our well-being. So, are you ready to reclaim your digital life? Remember, it's about balance and intentionality. Don't get caught in the trap of feeling overwhelmed. Start with one small change today and build from there. Set those boundaries, embrace those screen-free moments, and watch as your energy, focus, and happiness soar. Join me tomorrow for another episode where we'll be exploring how to combat digital envy and cultivate a more positive relationship with technology. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little digital detox inspiration. Until then, keep the screens in check and let's make the most of our time in the real world.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.